Hello, I'm Rafik, and you're watching the Garbled Twistery channel.
Hey, yo, it's Garbled Twister. Hey, yo, last time we talked about that other pickaninny, and this time we're looking at our final Carolina candidate, Sammy Johnston. We're getting close to the halfway point for the 1796 election. Craziness. So without further much ado about nothing, let's get this show on the road. Okay, so he was born in that place all the filmmakers were obsessed with in the 90s. What was it called again? Scotland. But he had to move to North Carolina with his dad because his dad's uncle was the royal governor there or whatever, and he needed somebody to be a surveyor. And since Jorge Washington wasn't around, I guess he had to hire Sammy John Stammy Sr. So what did our Sammy do? Well, he went off to study in New England, then came back to North Carolina to be a what? I can't hear you! Come on, you gotta know this by now. A lawyer! He also started his own plantation, because if you're in Carolina and you have money, that's what you do. So he started lawyering, and everybody saw how super smart he was, and he got elected to a weird general PTA thingy. But then the war started, so that ended fast. But I mean, he was the highest ranking official in North Carolina when that happened, so of course the revolutionary peeps are gonna let him be part of some regional congresses, because he was down with the cause, man. I mean, rumor has it that he was even part of the South Carolina Senate, but there's literally no proof of this, and he said himself, quote, "Yeah, I wasn't doing a whole lot when people were shooting guns outside or whatever. I stayed inside, but I did end up in Continental Con towards the end, though," unquote. Yeah, he wasn't a cool Senate dude until, like, the 1780s or whatever. Anyways, this episode has been missing something very near and dear to my heart. It's missing the tea. Where is the tea? Well, hon, here's the tea. Our guy, Sammy Johnston, was appointed to be president of Continental Con, but he rejected it. And the reasons why are very, stingy. Remember Sammy Huntington? You know, one of the guys who was actually a president of Continental Con? Well, he didn't want to freaking do it anymore because he was getting diarrhea too often or whatever and needed to go home and rest. So they appointed our Sammy Johnston, but in response, Sammy Johnston was all like, quote, "This title of president is cute and all, but I'm not gonna do anything if you're not paying me, because I have mouths to feed, okay?" Unquote. So yeah, he went home from the Continental Con too. Mouths to feed. But at least he had the courtesy to wait around for a substitute representative to show up first, you know? So yeah, he was the freaking governor of North Carolina, which means he was at those state meetings debating whether the Constitution was cool or not. Then he resigned because he was chosen to be one of the first two United States senators. Yeah. And it was during this senator time that the presidential election of 1796 came around. So that means I must say no more. I know. Short and sweet. What a short episode, my goodness. If you've got something to say about this episode, about the podcast, or about, I don't know, why Beethoven might have actually been Daredevil, you can find Garbled Twistery on Facebook and Twitter, or you can head to the garbledtwistery.net website and send a message in the contact section, or you can email moi. My email is Rafik, that's R-A-F-I-Q, at garbledtwistery.net. Next time, it's gonna be longer!
Oliver, 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 Oliver,
this is the ending. I'm ending it now.
Where is the tea?